Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, there in the Gospels this morning, and I'm going to ask you to please stand and not give it honor to me, but honor to the Word of God as we try and this morning break forth the bread of life to try and be a blessing to you, amen, and help you in some way. I hope that we can do that, amen. Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Look there with me now as we read. Follow along with me and then we'll ask the Lord to bless our time. The Bible says, "No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking a thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lily of the fields, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today yields and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall not he much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things doeth the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." I want to bring a message to you this morning with just a simple word, priorities. Priorities. I want to bring a thought this morning about priorities. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning we want to thank you again, Lord, for the great privilege, Lord, of standing behind this sacred desk and being reminded, Lord, that this is thy word and this is thy message, and I'm just a vessel, Lord, to be used to be a blessing to your people. And God, this morning I thank you again for bringing us to this place. I thank you for every heart and every soul that have come through the door this morning. But Lord, I pray that you would use the message that you've given, the messages in song that we've heard, of being reminded of our blessings and counting them one by one. And God, then in these times in which we live, we need to be reminded of what the Bible says about life, about salvation, about our hope in this life. And even now about priorities in our lives. God, use this message. Bless it. Speak to the soul that is near as hell this morning. That one, Lord, that is dearly lost, if never trusted in Christ as their personal Savior. They're hoping not in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, but are hoping, Lord, in some good deed, some good work that might get them into heaven. And then, God, be with your people who are Christians, who are saved and been born anew, and know that they've been born anew. God, help them this morning to have ears that they might be able to hear what the Spirit saith. And God, we'll certainly praise you. We'll certainly thank you. Bless this preacher, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing this morning. I suppose the key verse here is verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When I think of Christians' priorities, I think that Today, some Christians' priorities are misplaced. They're out of place. And we need to be hurled back and reminded again that Christians ought to have priorities. Not talking about world having priority, but yet and still even the world has priorities, as we'll find out today. The unsaved is prioritizing how they live and how they govern their life, but how even more so God wants His people, you and I this morning, who were born again, to prioritize our life. When I think of the word priority, I think of order or precedence or first things, things that come first. I also think of things that are important things. Priority, important things, and things that must be accomplished before something else can be accomplished. I believe Christians ought to have priorities. Things that is required to be first before anything else can happen. If it's going to bring the benefit that we are seeking out of it, then there's a priority in doing things. There's a precedent in doing a thing. There's things that ought to line up, things that ought to be first. And I believe that our God, our great God that we serve, hear me now, He's a God of order. He's not a God of disorder. He's a God of order. He knows exactly what ought to be done first. He knows exactly what He's doing. Even today in 2012, you and I as Christians, we ought not be alarmed about what's going on in the world. Why? Because we have a God of order. We have a God that knows what's going on and is over everything that's going on. And therefore, we ought not worry, amen. We ought to just serve Him and honor Him with our life. Furthermore, when I think also of this word priority, I think of God. God. I think of family. I think of home. These things, again, prioritizing God, family, and home. I even think of church. I believe this morning, let me share something with you this morning. I believe this morning that no matter where we go, where we live, we ought to always decide on a church.
Right.
Amen. Ought to be first. We ought to seek the church out. Many Christians today seek out homes and vineyards and all these things and never seek out the church that they ought to be attending in that general area. Now, some of us don't travel as much as others, but I've been there, I've done this, and we've sought out churches. We all sought out the church that we think God would have for us, amen. And I think also faith is something you think about church and faith. Faith, we may struggle with that. Some are lazy in mind, and some want to say, well, I just don't know what's right or what's wrong. I think we ought to find out what's right. I think we ought to study, amen, the answer. We ought to study to be, we ought not just slough our shoulders off and say, well, I just don't know, I'm just going to do this. No, we ought to study. So we have the right answer. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. We ought to study, amen. We ought to see what the Bible says. Like the Apostle Paul says, but what saith the Scripture? We ought to study. I think it's a priority. Not only God and family and the home, but even church and faith and even fellowship. What company that we're keeping.